Hello, everyone. You're listening to Uncomfortable Truths with Euclid Phoenix, where I talk about politics, religion, and other BS that I find interesting. Today, we will take a look at capitalism versus socialism, a deep divide into the competing economic visions, freedom, equality, and the struggle to define a fair society. Few debates are as persistent or as misunderstood as the conflict between capitalism and socialism. These two systems aren't just economic frameworks. They represent competing visions of human nature, fairness, and power. At the surface level, the distinction seems simple. Capitalism emphasizes private ownership and markets. Socialism emphasizes collective ownership and redistribution. But once you look closer, the lines blur, and the real debate becomes far more interesting. What is capitalism? Capitalism is an economic system where individuals and businesses own property and resources. Prices are determined by supply and demand. Profit serves as the primary incentive. Think of countries like the United States as examples, though even they are not pure capitalist systems. Core principles of capitalism: private property. Individuals have the right to own and control assets. 2. Free markets. Economic decisions are driven by voluntary exchange. 3. Competition. Businesses compete, ideally leading to better products and lower prices. 4. Profit motive. Innovation is driven by the desire to earn more. Strengths of capitalism: innovation and growth. Capitalism has historically driven technological breakthroughs and economic expansion. From industrialization to modern tech, profit incentives push people to solve problems and create value. Individual freedom: people can start a business, choose careers, invest and build wealth. This flexibility is a major advantage. Efficiency, most of the time. Markets tend to allocate resources based on demand, which often leads to efficient outcomes, at least in theory. Weaknesses of capitalism. Here's where things get uncomfortable. Inequity. Wealth tends to concentrate. Over time, capitalism often produces billionaires and people struggling to meet basic needs. That gap isn't a glitch, it's a built-in tendency. Exploitation risks. Workers can be underpaid and overworked, especially when labor protections are weak, jobs are scarce. Boom and bust cycles. Capitalist economies tend to swing between growth and recession. These cycles can be brutal for ordinary people. What is socialism? Socialism shifts the focus from individual ownership to collective control. In a socialist system, key industries are owned or regulated by the state or community. Wealth is redistributed to reduce inequality. The goal is economic fairness over pure profit. Countries like Cuba have leaned more heavily towards socialism, while others like Sweden incorporate strong socialist policies within a broader market system. Core principles of socialism: collective ownership. Resources belong to the public or state. Redistribution of wealth. Taxes and policies aim to reduce inequality. Focus on needs, not profit. Essential services like healthcare and education are prioritized. Strengths of socialism: reduced inequality. Socialist systems aim to narrow the gap between the rich and poor by ensuring access to health care, access to education, basic economic security. Social safety nets. People are less likely to fall into extreme poverty because the government provides support. Essential services are often guaranteed. Stability for the vulnerable. Those who are unemployed, sick, or disadvantaged have more protection. Weaknesses of socialism. Let's not romanticize it. Socialism has serious issues too. Reduced incentives. If rewards are more evenly distributed, some argue people may be less motivated to innovate or work harder. This doesn't always happen, but it's a real concern. Government inefficiency. Large centralized systems can become bureaucratic, slow, wasteful, risk of authoritarianism. Historically, some social states have drifted toward heavy government control, limited personal freedoms. That's not inevitable, but it's happened enough to matter. The reality, most countries use a hybrid system. Here's the truth people often miss. Almost no country is purely capitalist or purely socialist. The United States has social security, public education, government regulations. Meanwhile, Sweden still has private businesses, competitive markets. Modern economics are blends, not extremes. The philosophical divide at its core. This debate isn't just economic, it's philosophical. Capitalism assumes people are self-interested. Competition leads to progress. Inequality is acceptable if opportunity exists. Socialism assumes society could prioritize fairness. Resources should be shared more equally. Cooperation is more important than competition. Neither view is completely right nor completely wrong. The real question, what should society optimize for? This is where you have to get honest. Every system answers this differently. Capitalism maximizes freedom and growth. Socialism maximizes equality and security. But you can't fully maximize both at the same time. That's the tension. More equality often means more control. More freedom often means more inequality. Final thoughts. If someone tells you one system is perfect, they're oversimplifying. Capitalism is powerful but can be ruthless. Socialism is compassionate but can become restrictive. The real challenge isn't choosing one over the other, it's figuring out how do you balance freedom, fairness, and stability without letting any one of them break the system. That's the question every society is still trying to answer. I personally believe in a blend called democratic socialism, which would push the United States closer to socialism because it has strong safety nets for those who are less fortunate. Today, it seems like there are a few billionaires at the top who use the government like a puppet on strings. Poverty and homelessness are not rare in our country, and we should have stronger programs to help the less fortunate instead of spending large sums of money on all the wars we partake in. That's it for now. Visit my website below. Thank you for listening.